The KZN Future 50 with Pavlo Fatidis. Inspiring KZN's business future.
It's time for KZN Future 50, and for that we will need a Pavlo Fatidis from Auric. Morning, Pavlo.
Bonsoir.
Comment ça va?
Bien et tout.
Why are we speaking French? What business are we featuring today?
Well, we're going to be featuring Jean-Philippe Abanel from L'Atelier Paris. I have a question for you. What does L'Atelier mean?
L'Atelier, l'enceinte, en français, je ne sais pas, I have no idea.
So what it is, it translates into a workshop in English, and it's a term that's very often used as a studio or a place where artists, craftsmen, and top-end designers create beautiful objects with the view to only make them more beautiful each and every time. So it's a very, very apt name for this particular business, because what Jean-Philippe does is he sells fine watches and jewelry from top luxury brands like Cartier, Tag Heuer, Lepage, Fred, Hablin, Longines, and Breitling. Top-end brands that we all know, which are years old, centuries old, very often crafted to perfection, that really talk to the finest things in life.
So L'Atelier Paris is a Durban or South African company, and how are they involved with KZN Future 50?
Well, here's the thing. Jean-Philippe is a Frenchman who spent most of his time in the southern part of France. He worked with Cartier for, I think, almost 10 years before deciding that he wanted to make an investment in South Africa and establish a retail store and bring all his top-end design thinking and appreciation and ethic into our retail environment. It's something that he has done very successfully. He's cracked the code of retail, because retail has three things to work. It needs to always be about an experience. When you walk into his particular store in Umhlanga, it's almost as if you're walking into a 1920s Parisian apartment. So it has atmosphere. The design ethic sits in all the shop fittings, and it takes you back to a time when life was living at its height in Paris. The next thing, it's all about relatedness. He's incorporated contemporary African-inspired art into his store. He serves fine French wines and other wines and creates a sense of good life. And then thirdly, it's always all about learning, interest, and value. When you walk into that store, you walk out far more educated, with far more insight and far more information than when you did when you walked in. It's an enriching experience, and that's what retail has to be about.
So I'm getting pretty good at saying this word now, Pavlo. Where will L'Atelier Paris be in 5 years? I don't know.
Well, David, you know, it depends very much what KZN does about its tourism. Well, who knows? You have to be optimistic in life, but you also have to be pragmatic in life. And I think the likelihood of the various municipalities, especially along the seashores of KwaZulu-Natal, getting their beaches right, which are a key feature to attracting tourists, is unlikely. And the question then is left, if you need tourism in KZN and it can support your business further, then what can you as a business owner do? A number of years ago, I was invited to a really prestigious event in the middle of London. It was with a top-end designer brand that make very, very expensive jewelry. And Darren, what they did is they invited 150 people to a dinner in the store after hours. They locked the doors and you were allowed to look at all the jewelry and their product, wear it for the evening, have this dinner that was out of this world, and the story of what inspired the jewelry was then shared. And in particular, that evening, it was about their relationship as a top-end jewelry design brand globally with bee conservation. They explained how their jewelry was inspired by bees. They had beautifully crafted jewelry that reflected bee-inspired ideas. And through that, the sales that were made that evening donated money to bees. I think JP is so well positioned to do something similar, either with the Sharks Board or an organization that looks after the corals on our seashores, but to bring attention, to bring insight to the plight of our bee, the plight of our seashores, which again feed back into tourism, is where the answer lies here.
All right, what can KZN do to support L'Atelier Paris?
Well, go and visit the store, very definitely. Learn about 1920s Paris and what life used to be like, and have a look and see what we as South Africans can do if we invite foreigners into our country who have global top-end skills and in so doing, through their investment, lift the entire environment of business to the benefit of everyone that might never be able to travel to Paris.
Fascinating. Pavlo Fatidis from Auric joining us for KZN Future 50. Merci beaucoup, Pavlo.
My absolute pleasure, and I'll see you next week.
So if you want to get involved in KZN Future 50, go to ecr.co.za and there you'll find all the information on all the companies that have been featured. Au revoir.